This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We know now the Bills are going to be the team on Hard Knocks in 2025, the preseason training camp version of Hard Knocks on HBO. Then you're going to have the in-season Hard Knocks where they're going to follow around HBO and NFL Films, the four teams from the NFC East. I don't think it's a coincidence. We haven't seen anything official from the Bills on this, but we do know it's going to happen. The NFL announced it. Roger Goodell said it. But the reason why I say it's not a coincidence is the Bills did not volunteer for this. No matter who you say, who you hear from or somebody who says that, that's not the case. It's not something they've always wanted to do. They're going to do it, though, because, you know, the league has said you're the team. And they'll make the most of it, and their content team is amazing, and they'll help out. And, you know, they'll be on there. We'll all get to watch it. But it's not something the team's always been kind of irking, itching to do. And that is certainly not the case here. And Eric Wood, who knows all about that, joins me now on the Western Hotline, former Buffalo Bills center, first round pick, and of course, radio color analyst. What's going on, buddy? Thanks a lot for doing this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. And yeah, so selfishly, I'm excited to kind of peel back the curtain on, you know, these guys, the front office. These are a lot of guys I've spent time with. So I'm excited to see it all come to fruition and see it on Hard Knocks. And I was one of those sickos. Even when I was in training camp, I would watch Hard Knocks. And some guys would be like, dude, we're going through training camp right now. How could you watch more football? And especially training camp, like behind the scenes. But it's I've always thought their production crew has done an incredible job with it. You know, you get the storylines of the underdog that's trying to make the team. Obviously, they're going to put the big, you know, the big names from each roster. So it's always been well done. And to your point, it's probably something that the front office, the coaches, they don't want to deal with. Some guys on the team will be excited about it. Other guys will be really uncomfortable with it. And everybody that listens to your show probably knows who that is. Is a Matt Milano going to be excited about Hard Knocks? Absolutely not. But is a Deion Dawkins? For sure. Does Josh Allen want to deal with it? Probably not, but he'll obviously put on a good show just being as entertaining as he is. But, you know, for me, I was kind of rooted that we would get Hard Knocks, and mainly for guys like a Stevie Johnson, who I always felt like was extremely underrated, tons of personality, a Kyle Williams, who I felt like if he played, you know, on a perennial winner every year, would probably be putting on a gold jacket one day. And I don't know that ever happens at this point, just based upon the teams he was on. But I always wanted it because we didn't get primetime games. I felt like if people got to see, you know, a Kyle Williams throughout a season of Hard Knocks, they would be like, man, that dude's a stud. He's got more personality than maybe he shows at times in press conferences. So I would have been a fan of it, but I understand that coaches, front offices, it's just a lot having them all around, I can assume.
The first year it ever happened was 2001. I did the math. You would have been 15 years old. Were you a watcher of Hard Knocks when you were even in before college, when you were in high school and watching football? Was that something that you watched? Baltimore Ravens in 2001 were the first team.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, I came into the NFL as a fan of the NFL. I've always been a fan of the NFL.
Yep.
It blew my mind, and we've talked about this before, Sal. It blew my mind when I got to the NFL you know, we played on a Sunday. I'm like, okay, well, you guys want to all get together and watch Monday Night Football? I think it was an NFC matchup, so it wasn't like teams that we were necessarily going to play. Like, no, the guys were like, no, I don't want to get together. And some guys did. Some guys are a fan of the NFL. I started as a fan of the NFL and still am to this day.
Do you remember any specific storylines or teams? I know you grew up watching the Bengals a little bit. They were on in 2009. Cowboys, Chiefs. I remember that Chris Hogan, 7-11, always sticks out to me, right, when they were on it for the Dolphins. Do you remember any specific storylines?
I'm trying to think. Like, I'm thinking back. Was that Brian Billick on that first one with the Ravens?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I remember. Well, and I remember watching those being like, wow, that's what a training camp looks like. That's what an NFL team meeting looks like. And then, you know, you get to college and then you're watching certain teams and being like, okay, well, that's, you know, that's what it's going to hopefully look like one day. I'm trying to think back. The Detroit Lions one recently was really good.
Oh yeah.
And I really liked how much personality it revealed of Dan Campbell. You know, he has his opening press conference. He talked about biting people's kneecaps and all that. And
yes,
just the heart that he has for his players. I mean, he's one of those guys, and I've kind of gotten to this point in my life, I guess it's kids, where you can get emotional, you know, over anything. But I feel like Dan Campbell's like, anytime he talks to his team, he's always on the verge of crying because he loves his opportunity, his job so much. He appreciates the hard work and the team he's built. And I really enjoyed the Lions one.
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking about now? It just dawned on me. So the Jets in 2010, Rex has the speeches and talking about go getting a sandwich and firing everybody up.
Let's go get an effing snack.
Yes, yes. And you watch that as a player in the league at that time, and then he becomes your head coach, you know, a few years later. Did you think about that? Like, yeah, yeah. Did you know him before that? Was your biggest exposure to Rex on Hard Knocks maybe?
Yeah, you're exactly right. It was. And I remember the season before he became our head coach, you know, Buffalo's maybe the only stadium in the league where both teams exit at halftime and out after the game through the same tunnel.
Yes.
Well, and that's when they do it together, because after pregame warmups, we don't end warmups at the exact same time. It becomes halftime and at the end of the game where you're truly going up the tunnel together. And I forget the exact circumstances, but me and Rex, in a playful manner, were talking trash to each other, leaving the field. And I made a comment about how he thinks he's skinny now, but he's really not that skinny after he got the lap band surgery. But we were having fun with each other.
Yeah.
And then he's our head coach 2 weeks later. And I was like, you know, I didn't mean that, right? He's like, man, if you didn't talk trash to me, I wouldn't respect you. I was like, all right. Because, guys.
I love it.
You know, women often are like, you know, guys can talk trash to each other and then just be like best friends right afterwards. I'm like, well, that's what guys do. It's like, if women talk trash to each other like you guys do, like they wouldn't have any friends. So anyways, I do remember that specifically, like leaving the tunnel, he's in his Jets sweater vest. And I made a comment about his weight. And then 2 weeks later, I'm getting a phone call from him like, hey, I'm excited to come to Buffalo.
I love it. That's cool. Last thing on this, personalities and storylines. You say, you know, you want to peek behind the curtain, and I do too. I mean, you know what happens in a lot of these meetings. We don't get a lot of that access. And for me, you know, even being as close to the team as I am and, you know, reporting on the team, we don't get a lot of the access we're going to see. I'm very interested in seeing that. But we all know what Hard Knocks likes to do. They like to highlight some of these personalities. Is there a player or two on the team? We know Deion, he's been out there. But what they'd like to do is a young guy who might be kind of coming into his own. I'm thinking of Keon Coleman for this, for sure, right? I'm even thinking of the rookie, Max Harrison, as a guy maybe that they, you know, could highlight here. Is there anybody you're thinking of? Joe Andreessen, the local kid, the story. And, of course, DeMar Hamlin. I'm sure there's going to be some sort of spotlight on him.
Yeah, I think those are all great candidates. I think a sneaky one could be like an Alec Anderson.
Gets a lot of personality.
Right. He talks off the cuff where he's likely not going to be. I don't know if he has a sensor button in him. And so, you know, he'd be a good one. You know, if you're kind of looking for your all-American football player, you got your who's also going to show some personality. I think of like a Terrell Bernard, a Khalil Shakir, those types of guys. Keon Coleman, I'd imagine, is going to make some – he's going to make some headlines with just his demeanor. And then also, you know, I don't want to say a disappointing year one because he had the injury, but, you know, there's a lot expected of him when you're drafted – you're the first draft pick of our draft last year, and there was high expectations, and some people criticized the pick, which doesn't necessarily put added pressure on him, just from a national perspective, sets the expectations where they are. So I think that's a good one. You know, a storyline hopefully is not this James Cook potential holdout, right? And you know, that's one I hope doesn't come to fruition. But you know, I think an Aaron Cromer, like from a coach's perspective, Bobby Babbage, he's got a ton of personalities, fiery. An Aaron Cromer will be interesting, because not that he's going to try and make it in any way, shape, or form about him, but you know, he's gotten a lot of national headlines just the way this offensive line's played, and you know how he's created this group, and they all do different techniques. And I know I'm an O-line junkie, and you know, obviously I have a passion for it, but I truly believe if they stepped into his meetings and you could see his demeanor, like very relaxed for 95% of the time, you're going to get a few, you know, natural football coach blowups, but just a really like relaxed, comforting nature to allow you to be your best. And like, he's almost like that dad that doesn't, when he doesn't yell at you, it's more of the disappointed, where it hurts even more. Like, you'll see some of that in those meetings. Right? Like, hey, you know, Connor, what were you doing here? I'm sorry. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you'll see some of that.
You have to have a certain way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You get to communicate and with different people in different ways. And, you know, it's, you're right. As a coach, I think even coaching myself in high school or my own kid or whatever, if you're always yelling, it doesn't matter, right? Nobody, you're tuning out. But if you have that tactful way of talking to people and educating them, and it sounds, you've always talked about Aaron Cromer like that. That's why I love, you know, when you talk about him like that, because Spencer Brown is different than Deion Dawkins, and he teaches him different. And he talks to him different.
Yep, and he talks to rookies different than he does veterans. When you've earned your reputation in the league, and you especially if you've played for him before and he knows how you work, that's one thing. If you're a rookie and you're maybe not showing the proper toughness, or you're trying to do it your own way and not techniques that you worked on, that's going to really frustrate him.
By the way, we also know Josh Allen, you know, the year that he gets married, year that he gets paid, year that he wins the MVP, they're going to focus on that, his storyline. I'm sure there'd be something in there with him marrying a Hollywood star, right? All of that. That's going to be a part of, you know, what happens on HBO and Hard Knocks. We all know that's coming as well. Maybe even the golf part of it too, because Josh is having he loves to play golf. He's having his 117 holes for Oshai Children's Hospital this coming Tuesday, May 27th. Eric, I think the rain should be gone. It has been raining like crazy here in the Northeast, maybe even where you are, but in Buffalo, I mean, crazy over the last few days. I think it's going to be gone by then. It's not going to be the hottest, but it'll be a nice day for you out there. You're playing in this thing. You've done it before. What's it like to play 117 holes in a day?
It's a grind. You never stop. You know, we get every ball to the hole, so you know there's no asterisks on it. We play a true 117 holes, and it's a grind. I walked over 40 miles last year. My Apple Watch and my Whoop died, so I'm not sure the exact.
Wow.
I'm gonna be better prepared this year.
So you guys do walk. You do walk as a group.
Yeah, so I'm walking. Okay. The 17 of us are walking the entire thing. I went over Josh's house afterwards last year, and his dad, Joel. I mean, I was hurting. His dad, Joel, was really hurting, but tons of respect for him to get out and walk it as well. And it raises a ton of money for the Patricia Allen Fund and Oshawa Children's Hospital. I believe last year it was $775,000. This year there's a goal of $1 million, and the $1 million goal isn't just a nice round number. There's a special ambulance that the Children's Hospital needs, and they do not have the funds for it currently. So we're trying to raise the exact amount of money that they need for this special ambulance. And I don't know if we get 117 sticker on it, if we are able to raise the funds for it. But it's a fun day, and I look forward to it. But there's, you know, when it's 1 p.m. and you still have four rounds of golf to walk, and you're thinking, am I even going to be able to get this in before dark? And we got poured on most of the day last year. You realize there's parts of it that aren't very fun, but when you can raise that much money for Western New York, all the money stays right there. Every dollar goes right to the families. It's an exciting day, and so we'll have some fun with it. I know you're going to be out there emceeing. I got some fun caddies for me throughout the day. Matt Clark.
Yeah.
Golf Pro, Niagara Frontier Country Club, Brandon Bean, Chris Jenkins, my boss with the Bills. Our boss with the Bills is going to come out and caddy for a little bit and some others. So it's going to be a fun day, and I'm really looking
forward to it. Did you just say Brandon Bean is caddying for you?
Yeah, he did last year as well. He came out.
I love that. That's cool.
Yeah, so, Brandon and his wife, Haley, are great supporters of anything that we've done in Western New York philanthropically, you know, ever since they got there in 2017. So.
Well, let's be honest. He plays Craig Byrne, and he wants a caddy for you to tell you exactly where you should hit every shot.
Yep, and last year he told me to take an iron on a short par four, and I drove the green. And
I made him
chug a beverage of my choice.
Hey, you are obviously part of this, which means you're raising money for this particular cause as part of you, your group, and everything there. And we got a really cool thing going on here for people to donate to your cause. And when they do that, they can maybe win two tickets to a home Bills game and have a meet and greet with you and me and Chris and the radio crew. Why don't you tell everybody about it?
Yeah, so for every $70 you donate and you take a screenshot of the confirmation, we put it through Sal's Twitter. He's got a bigger Twitter X following than I do. So we put it through Sal, and we're trying to raise a bunch of money. Each $70 entry or increments of 70 gets you another entry for a chance to win two tickets to a Bills game this year. We do this meet and greet in the booth beforehand. Not only will you meet me and Chris and Sal and the rest of the crew, Murph is generally in there before the game. Steve Tasker is generally in there before the game. They're always gracious with our guests. And I've had a lot of people that have had, you know, sideline passes or different things, and they generally say that booth visit's the highlight when they get the opportunity. So check it out on Sal's X page, and you'll be able to.
You can also go to Eric's. It's at Sal Sports, and of course it's at Ewood 70. Either way, you have this. Yep. And if you take where I tweeted at everybody and what Eric said, click that link that I posted. If you donate $70, 140 increments of 70, for every 70 you get one entry into this, you know, for two tickets, and then you take a screenshot of the donation and reply to us. And if you don't want to do 70, that's fine. They can do whatever they want. Just help donate to the cause, Eric.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I said, it's a tax write off. It's going straight to Oshawa Children's Hospital. So we'd love any support that you can give. And like I said, it's going to a specific cause. This isn't going to a general fund within the hospital. This is going to pay for an ambulance that is needed within the Children's Hospital.
Hey, before I let you go, we know the Tush Push did not pass. I am interested in your thoughts as a former center to play in the NFL. I know you've heard Jason Kelce talk about, there was a lot of talk about him and what it did to his body, but then he comes out and says, well, it's really not as bad as everybody's saying it, and I don't know if he's doing that to do his organization a solid or whatever. I've heard Deion Dawkins talk about this from his position at tackle, saying, it's tough. These guys are getting really low and going after your legs, and there's a pile there. What is your stance on this whole thing?
Yeah, I separated my shoulder twice on QB sneaks, but I don't want to throw my guards under the bus. But I start to play with one hand between my legs, so I need my guards hugging the line of scrimmage so I don't take a full shot because you know, they can get one foot back, not to get too deep in the woods. They can have a foot back. I'm in a square stance, so it's hard to go straight ahead. Anyways, to me, I don't know. I'm kind of indifferent on it. You know, does it take away some of the excitement when it just turns into a rugby scrum on third and fourth and one? Potentially. But even without the push, teams would continue to run QB sneaks because they're effective. They're effective plays, especially when you have a quarterback like a Jalen Hurts, like a Josh Allen. You see the Ravens run it, and they put Mark Andrews under center to take it, their tight end. So it's an effective play. You know, I'm kind of indifferent on it, where I don't think it's more dangerous than other plays. I'll say that.
Hey, buddy, good luck on Tuesday. We'll see you there. I'll see you when you get off the course later at night. You'll be really, really beat and tired, and I'll have a drink waiting for you. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Why don't you come out to the course a little bit beforehand whenever you're done with your obligations throughout the day? And
yeah, it's actually a Bills OTA day, so I'll be out that way for OTAs, and then I'll come out there. And last year, I think we got there. It was raining last year. It was really tough. And I think we got out there, and you guys still had about 20 holes to go. So if that's the case, I'll come out, and I'll come out and join you guys for a little while.
Yeah, and you can be in a cart.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate you letting me do that. That sounds good.
Yeah,
hey, thanks again. And everybody, again, go to Ewood70 or at Sal Sports. Every $70 gets you entered into a drawing for those tickets and a meet and greet. Thanks a lot, buddy. And we'll see each other on Tuesday.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, brother.
All right, you too. That is Eric Wood on the Wester Hotline. We'll take a time out here. Really good job by him to be a part of this. 117 holes. That's a long grinding day, no doubt about it. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. We'll get ready for Carlo Colaiacovo at 11 a.m. on the Leafs. I'm Mitch Marner. I'm Brendan Shanahan on the playoffs. We'll do that all. John Gertler at 11:30 on the Bandits here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.